वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायशवद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टके श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 9 द लॉर्ड इनकार्नेट्स एज मोहिनी मूर्ति. Please repeat after me. And text number 19. Asuranam sudhadanam sarpanami badurnayam matyajati nishanshanam nātvaṁ bhāvajitachyuta. What word meaning? Asuranam, of the demons. Sudhadanam, giving of the nectar. Sarpanam, of the snakes. Eva, like. Durnayam, miscalculation. Matava, thinking like that. Jati nirashnanam, of those who are by nature very envious. Na, not. Tam, the nectar. Vaya vijata, delivered the share. Vivajita. Achyutam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who never falls down. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Demons are by nature crooked like snakes. Therefore, to distribute the share of the nectar to them was not at all feasible, since this would be as dangerous as supplying milk to the snake. Considering this, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who never falls down, did not deliver the share of nectar to the demons. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is said, Sarpa Kurusha Khala Kurusha Sarpat Kuru Vyatya Khalaha. The snake is very crooked and envious, and so also is a person like demon. Mantra Bhati Vishesh Sarpa Kala Kalena Nirvarate. One can bring a snake under control with mantras, herbs and drugs, but an envious and crooked person cannot be brought under control by any means. Considering this knowledge, logic, the Supreme Personality of Godhead thought it will unwise to distribute nectar to the demons. Om Ajnanati Nirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurung Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitamscha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. నమో మావదన్నాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరదిశే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కంత రాధాకంత నమస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియ. వంశాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ్ 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 హరే హరే. ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుర్లంగాయతే గిరిం జత్ప్రిపాతమహం వందే పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీచైతన్యేశ్వరం శ్రీగురుదినపాది. హరే కృష్ణ. సై వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఫార్ టుడేస్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ టెంపుల్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ శ్రీకృష్ణ బలరాం, విచ్ ఇస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద మోస్ట్ ఫేవరెట్ టెంపుల్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. అండ్ ఐ ఆల్సో కంగ్రాచులేట్ యూ టు బీయింగ్ హియర్ ఇన్ శ్రీ వృందావన్ ధామ్, which is the most auspicious place on earth and on this universe actually, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, with his brother Krishna Balaram, is standing and giving us so much blessing. So, in this specific chapter, the Lord incarnates as Mohini Murti, and specifically about this topic that we are taken today, by Srila Prabhupada's beautiful explanation, it becomes very easy to understand things as they are. So Krishna loves his devotees, and it is the proof here been given. At any condition, Krishna never leaves his devotees. Kuntiyapati janahi name bhakta pranashyati. Also in Srimad Bhagavatam it has been stated, ete chamsa kalapamsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam indri ari vyakulam loke midayanti yuge yuge. Whenever Indra or his devotees of Krishna, you know, they become vyakul. Vyakul means some problem is there. The Lord personally takes incarnations, and personally sometimes he himself comes. Sometimes one, you know, king asked that why, you know, the Lord personally comes. Why he is not sending some of his people? So the minister said, I will give you a proof. So one day what happened? To give that proof, the minister took the king in a boat, and when he was in the middle of the boat, he saw his grandson is also riding in another boat, and suddenly the king saw the grandson fell down in the river. The river was very deep, so immediately the king jumped, and when he saved and touched which he thought his grandson, it was a dummy of his grandson, it was a putla, is a doll of his grandson. So he was very, you know, annoyed and disturbed and angry, and said, how can you do that? How can you put a dummy of my grandson in the water? And then the minister said, my dear sir, my dear king, I wanted to give the example and give the proof why the Lord personally comes and helps his devotees. You see, you had so many ministers with you, you know, in the same boat. Why didn't you ask, you know, them to save your grandson? Why you jumped? Because you love. So that's the way Krishna also deals in the same way. So this is one thing that we can understand from this, that Krishna is very kind. Prabhupada says Krishna is famous because of two reasons in his Bhaktivedanta purports. Because Krishna is very simple, and because of his simplicity, Krishna is approachable. So these two qualities, approachable and simplicity, makes Krishna very famous. And we can see in Puranas also, it has been very nicely described that even for his devotees, Lord Narayana or Krishna is waiting that anything happens, he will save him. So in Puranas says that whatever is there in Puranas actually is very authentic, and we need to understand it in that way. So Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatri Vidhingvida Aikantiki Harir Bhakti Utpatahi Kalpate. So here also we see that Narayan suddenly stood up, and then Lakshmi was, oh, what happened? And then he took his Shankha Chakra and Gada Padma, and he was about to call, you know, Garuda. And then again he, you know, kept everything there and slept again. And Lakshmi again started, you know, massaging his feet. So Lakshmi was a little, you know, surprised that why did the Lord did that? So he said, she said that, my dear Lord, well, you stood up and you took your weapons and you was about to go, and then again sat down and, you know, relaxed, what happened? So the Lord said, actually, you know what happened? In the earth, I saw one of my devotees being attacked by a dog. So I was about to save him, but then I saw that devotee is very intelligent, and he took a stick and that said, hut! And the dog went away. So I got relaxed. So the question is, sometimes people ask that whether Krishna really comes or not. Yes, here we can see in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna definitely comes. Another aspect of this shloka, which Prabhupada is very nicely writing, is what is dharma actually? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, samoham sarva bhuteshu. But now he is not samoham here. When Mohini Murti came, it is stated in next few classes we will see that Krishna was so beautiful, Lakshmi is also very beautiful, but not like Krishna. Not like Krishna. So even in Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is a very good description. When Mahaprabhu acted as Lakshmi, even his mother, in a drama, mother, you know, Sachidevi was unable to understand who this personality is. Oh, such beautiful and wonderful and glorious lady. Maybe this will be a very good match for my Nimai, Hare Krishna. But actually that was Nimai only. So scripture says very beautiful things, and Krishna is so attractive, so attractive. And he is so attractive, then Lakshmi cannot also be equal. Lakshmi is wonderful, beautiful. She is Bhakshavashini, Srinivas, who is sitting in the chest of the Lord. But she is not as beautiful as Krishna himself. So it is understood that Krishna does something which is the necessity. Sometimes we feel, yes, truth should be spoken, this is dharma, that is dharma, but actual dharma is whatever makes a person closer to Krishna, whatever makes a person, you know, makes more deeper in devotion, that is actually dharma, which Krishna is acting here. Dharma changes, you know, depending on time, place and circumstances. That is intelligence, that is called dharma. That Krishna gives when we worship him very lovingly and affectionately. Tesham satata juktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogantam yena mamu bhajantite. Who can understand Krishna? Who can get the intelligence? Who is worshipping Krishna with satata juktanam priti purvakam, with love? That also aspect here it has been spoiled. So I will tell you how dharma is. Krishna decided that if I give nectar to these people, they will create problem. They will give a havoc. So it is better not to give. But he said in his she form, Mohini form, that I will give you, you're okay if I give. So all the demons said, why not? You are so beautiful. Wow, isn't she beautiful? Sometimes, you know, that's attraction, you know. If a beautiful girl comes or a very handsome person comes, you just say, and then you think that, you know, he or she, you know, will give you everything. And Krishna, Mahadev also got bewildered by seeing Mohini Roop. He was bewildered. Mahadev is Vaishnavanam Jatha Shambhu. He wanted, my dear Lord, I heard that you became Mohini. Can I see? Then the Lord said, well, are you sure? Then Mahadev said, please, no, I just wanted to see one time only. And immediately when, because he is a devotee, you know, whatever devotee is want, and a devotee like Mahadev. So immediately the Lord took the Mohini form and Mahadev was at home. You know, when Parvati was saying, Mahadev, where are you going? I am here. I am your Sati, I am your Parvati. And Mahadev, going towards Mohini and Mohini. And in the way, she bewilders. Why? Because Krishna's Maya Sakti is like that. Yeah, you know, Krishna is saying, Mameva je prapadyante, Maya mitam tarantite. Unless and until you are surrendered, it will be very difficult. What is Krishna's Maya Shakti? So here you see what is happening. Anyway, I will ask you, what is dharma? Krishna is saying here, establishing. In today's perspective, you know, in today's perspective, suppose you are coming from a darshan, you went somewhere, and it was very late, and suddenly you saw a lady coming, you know, towards you, running, and suddenly she passed away, you know, from beside you and went to the right side of the lane, and you saw some other, you know, people are coming, chasing her, and you understood what is happening. And if those people are asking you, where is that lady? What you will say? What you will say? The right thing, what in which side they have gone? I am keeping it to yourself only. Okay? So that is, it depends on time, place and circumstances. And whatever is favorable to Krishna consciousness, for Krishna, ashuttama hata iti gaja. Arjuna is saying, Krishna is saying, you know, do this. And he did it. So that's why that principle has been established here also. That what is the need of that time and place and circumstances, depending on how a person can become more Krishna conscious, there must be peace. Why? Because the Lord does it because he has to establish the dharma. Sarva dharmam parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. Aham tvang sarva papebhya. Moksha is Swami, Masuchaha, don't worry, just follow. Dharma Shangstapan Hetu Sadhur Vyavahar, Mahaprabhu is saying. To establish dharma, the sadhus they behave, the Lord behaves in that way. And then, the third thing that I wanted to discuss, yes, that we discussed till now is Krishna loves his devotees, so Krishna comes personally. Then we discussed what is dharma, it has been established. Even if Krishna is saying, that he is samoham, he is equal, but depending on the situation he acts. And the third thing that we are going to discuss is, as Prabhupada is mentioning very beautifully and giving quotations from different scriptures, it is very dangerous if we are having enviousness in our heart. And it has been described, the envious person is just like a snake. How many of you have seen snake? Can you raise your hand? How many of you have not seen a snake? Oh, all of you. That is a good question. Because it is cold, no? It is to bring out a hand is also difficult. So, the thing is, snake, when I see snake, it's so strange animal. It does not have a leg, but can walk. It does not have hands, but can coil down. And can embrace you. Not embrace you. It does not embrace. The whole body is such, you know, such a strange. It's so odd. And in his mouth, what is there? Poison. It's so deadly. And it is said, the scriptures are saying, they are unpredictable. When I was small, we used to hear the Hitopadesh. Hitopadesh means good stories and you can get good morals from there. So it was a cold time, very cold, chilly weather. And a very compassionate man saw a frozen snake. It was about to die. And then he took that snake, put it inside his, you know, jacket or kambal, whatever he was wearing. I don't think so, 100 years back there was jackets. Or maybe 500 years back, maybe kambal or something. He put inside the snake. It was very warm, nice. And he was saying, oh my dear creature, let you be getting some real warmth for my heart. Oh, I need to be compassionate. It is time. And then slowly, 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 The snake got back his life and inside his, you know, the blanket only, you know, that snake bit. Why? Because it's a snake. Very envious. Prabhupada was there in a talk of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And suddenly there was a snake and Maharaj said, "Kill it!" And Prabhupada, people, what is happening? He's a Vaishnava. How is he asking to kill? Then later part, when he was reading Srimad Bhagavatam, the scorpions and snakes must be killed because they are very envious. They don't understand love and affection. The nature of these animals are like that. They need to be killed. Even in Bengal, there is a tradition till now. Even if you kill that snake, you burn it. Why you burn it? You make it ash, then you can believe it is dead. Otherwise, any time it can... So that poison, this animal, is never being believed. Why? Because of the nature. So the scripture says that kevala vishavi vardhanam, if you feed the snake, you know, in Bengali there is a saying, dudh kola diye kalsha posha, that you give milk and banana and you are feeding the snakes, what they will do? Their visha, their poison will be increased only. Similarly, you know, there are people in the world also, they are very envious. Just like asuras has been described here. Namam drushkriti no mudha prapadyante naradhama maya paritagyana asuram bhava mishrita. These four personalities cannot get Krishna. So, it is said that there are some people in our society also, in our life also, we see they are like asuras, snake. Even if they die, they can harm you. You know how? There was a very envious man. Then again, Hitopadesh says a very nice story. You want to hear? How many of you want to hear? Okay, no need to bring your hand from your gloves and you can just say, Haribo, little loudly. And if you are really happy and you are in the temple, it is said, Rupa Goswami says in the temple in Harikatha, if you clap, then your all the, you know, rekhas, all the markings will become purified. Can you give a clap? Haribo, that's amazing. And you will feel a little warmth also. So there was one man, he was very envious. And this story tells that how envious people are. He was very envious, he used to give trouble to everyone. But when he became old and fragile, he called all the people whom he has given pain. And he said, "Well, I am going to die tomorrow or day after tomorrow. I have given you so much pain in my life, I have tortured you so much, isn't it?" So they all said, "Well, this man is dying, what to say?" So he said that, "Yeah, what we can do for you?" Because they were not envious, they are nice people, normal people. So they said, "Oh, it's okay, what we can do?" So very gravely he said, "Oh my dear friends, if you really want me to be happy, please do one thing. When I die, you bring some nails and in my dead body put one nail from all of you. And then my soul will be very satisfied because the pain that I have given in you, in your life, it is more painful than putting a nail in a body." You understood? So in my dead body, not alive body, huh? Dead body, you do that. This is to make understand that how envious people are. There are some folks that tells to make understand, you know, what Prabhupada is saying here. The same. And he died. So he called one of his sons and said previously, "Call all these people, when I die, let them put one nail in my body." So all the people came, what to do, the old man, he died, we just forgive him, okay, what to do. They are all small nails and he was just putting it. But when they were putting it, he called, he told his son, another son, when they will be putting nail in my body, call the police and give a witness that he are doing this. And another son did that, and when they were putting it, the police came and caught him and said, "You are the cause of all his death." He died because of your putting nail in his body. So after dying also, this envious people is giving suffering to people. So you have to be very careful, Hare Krishna. So sometimes, some people say, envious people say, that I want to embrace you because I want to see how much to dig in my courtyard, Hare Krishna. So this is the condition, and it is there all over in the scripture also. It is not like they can only in Srimad Bhagavatam. It is not like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Ramayana, Mahabharata, everywhere there these characters are there. And we need to be very careful that we should not be tracked. Because we are here to love Krishna. And envy comes in devotional life also. Why? Because kram, krodh, lobh, moho, mad and matsarya. Matsarya means this envy. Krishna says to Arjuna, I am giving you this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita because of two reasons. Anybody remember the two reasons? You are my friend and you are non-envious. Anusuyave. Even Srimad Bhagavatam, nirmatsaranam satam. To whom Srimad Bhagavatam reveals? Who is not envious? The acharyas are saying, kam, krodh, lobh, moho, mad. Even if they are negative, can be used in the service of Krishna. Prabhupada gives example in Nectar of Instruction that anger can be used as Hanuman did. The kam, krodh, lobh, moho, mad and matsarya cannot be used in the service of Krishna. It is very deadly. And if matsarya comes, what happens actually? Your devotional creeper is blocked. And it can come to any time. Unless until we are very careful. Example is Vishwamitra Muni and Vasishtha. Vishwamitra, no, he was not a Muni previously. He was a great king and saw this beautiful Kamdhenu in the place of Vasishtha. And he was so envious, he wanted to grab it. And the whole thing happened, which has been described in the Puranas and also in Ramayana, that how any person, even Indra, even if he is a great personality, by his own example he is teaching us, you have to be very careful. If we really want to love Krishna, this spot will never let us go nearer to Krishna's lotus feet. We may be doing very beautiful kirtan, bhajans, pravachans, dham darshan, cooking, mala, garland seva, whole over world. But if we are envious about one person also, Krishna will never give us the taste in Krishna consciousness. It will be shramahi kevalam, it will be just a waste of our time. So that's why it is stated that a man, you need to be very careful. Whenever we are practicing Krishna consciousness, what a fortune we got, aho bhagyam. We got Srila Prabhupada in our life, we got our spiritual masters in our life, we got wonderful devotees in our life, but still this small thing, if it hurts, then we will never go to the spiritual world. So sometimes envious people don't understand this. Just like a snake don't understand. And if you are not understanding this, how to be in the association of devotees, how lucky we are, then we will be also doing blunders in our life. The example again I will give you, a snake. How without understanding how to behave and how to train our mind, we do blunders. There was a saw, saw which cuts the wood. So in a carpenter's play, there was a saw which was open. They could cut it and it was a two-sided saw. It was open. So in the night, a snake came. And when the snake came, it was crossing the saw. And the saw, one of the, tooth of the saw, hit the snake little bit. And as it hit, this snake was so envious actually, he put, his fangs, he bit the saw. And what happened actually? His mouth got cut. And at that time it didn't stop. He coiled on, you are beating me, I will beat you also. Without understanding, this is a saw. So it coiled the saw and pushed it. And who got cut? The snake, only in different parts. In the same way,
We need to be very, very careful and understand that what blessing we are having, and in the association of devotees, yes, envy may come because scriptures are saying, but we need to be very much balancing it and requesting our seniors, God brothers, you know, devotees, and your guides. If I am having this, what to do with it? What can I do? So, in my life, I have seen, sometimes, this hurts you. Somebody is doing very nice. And even if I read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that when Prataprudra Maharaj got mercy, everybody said, Hari Bol! They said more loudly actually. Let's try. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! So they were very happy to see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving blessing. So what happens when, suppose our spiritual master or whom we love, he is embracing someone else and giving his blessing. Are we happy? Or we are thinking, Maharaj, you don't know him, I know him better, huh? Just listen to me first. Then you give him blessing. No. We should be happy. Somebody is doing wonderful, we should be very happy. And that's why we are here. We left this material world and we are trying to take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. And Krishna loves those who is not envious. If somebody is growing, are you smelling something burnt? Maybe your heart is burning. We should not. So, whenever I sometimes get this, I have tried certain things and these three things helps me. Number one, and you can try this, you need to associate with good, you need to associate with devotees who are having unflinching faith in Krishna and for years they are serving. So you can associate with them, Sangha. Sangat sanjayate kama. As you associate with people, association makes your consciousness also. So when I see that wonderful, maybe any devotee who is serving so nicely with faith, you associate with him, you will be saved. Just like Kaliya is the only serpent in Vrindavan who got mercy of Krishna. Krishna didn't kill him. Because Jaya Jidya Dija Patni Jaya Naga Kanyagan Bhakti Te Jahara Pailo Govinda Charan. So because of his wives were devotees of Krishna and they requested, so all the, Visha or poison, Krishna danced and then, it went and he became a devotee of Krishna. So we need to also associate with good devotees, good standing devotees. For, so many years they are serving Srila Prabhupada. We should associate with them, we should serve them, we should hear from them. That will be very wonderful. And then, also, we need to also understand our real identity is we are the servant of Krishna. Sometimes we forget that. Why? Because of the upadhis. I am a temple president, I am the vice president, I am manager, I am a big book distributor. This makes you feel ahankara bhirmunatma karta aham iti manyate, and envy also comes from there. If he is doing good, I can also do. I will show him how can I do. Sometimes, in our movement also, we have seen there was a competition between two groups who can distribute books more. And in that competition, one group devotees are going and, making puncture another, devotees bus group. They're putting a nail in the bus that they cannot go. We will go ahead. It happens sometimes. Because we have upadhis. So Krishna, in Bhagavatam it is saying, Shastras are saying, Sarvapadhir vinirmuktam tatparatyar nirmalam. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Our real identity is Gopir Bhardur Padakamular Das, 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 Anudas. We hear so much. So we need to practice it. And we carry our upadhi. Suppose I am going for Vrindavan Yatra. I am a beggar. We should come as a beggar to Vrindavan. I should not say, I am such and such temple president or such and such book distributor. Then you will never enjoy Krishna consciousness. Is it sinking? We cannot enjoy. So you need to leave that. And in an assembly of devotees, we are seekers. In one yatra, the ego is something like that. In one of the yatras, I saw You know, some devotees, I think hundreds of devotees, they were there in Varsana. And suddenly, you know, they were all giving sight to someone to come. They're all, you know, all thousand devotees, they were giving road to one person to come. And I was thinking, who is coming? And it was a pig. You know, pig was coming, everybody is giving sight. Hey, hajjao, hajjao, hajjao. It gives up, gives up, gives sight. And they were all, you know, sab hat rahe hain. And it was a pig was coming. So I was just thinking from the pig's perspective, what he may be thinking. Oh, the humans are giving me side, I am Raja going. It's a pig. He may think, I'm just speculating, but I was thinking, sometimes also we also feel like that. Someone is giving, some opportunities I have given, some facilities I have given. We shouldn't be pride, we should be thankful. That, you know, it's so, Krishna is so kind, our, you know, spiritual authorities are so kind that they have given us these facilities. Let me use it in the service of Krishna. Rather than becoming proud, oh, I need it, I deserve it, because I am in so many years. Then, you know, there will be envy if somebody is growing. So that's why the third thing is, which I always try to do, is taking shelter in five things in devotional service. Worshipping and praying to the deities. Krishna Balaram, you are so lucky. One of the most beautiful deities is Krishna Balaram, Guru Nitya and Radha Samson. Coming to take darshan, hours and hours. My father visited all the temples when I first time bought my father. And then after visiting everywhere, I asked my father, which temple you like the best, which deities? He said, well, I like Krishna and Balaram. They are so majestic, so beautiful, as if they are talking to me. Krishna Balaram Bhagavan ki. So, and the second is the holy name. Chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then association of devotees, sadhu sanga, sarva sastre koi, lobha matra, sadhu sanga, sarva siddhi hai. Then reading Srimad Bhagavatam, nashta prayeshu, avadreshu, nityam bhagavati sevaya. Bhagavati uttama shloke, bhaktir bhavati naishtuki. And staying in dham, you cannot forget Krishna. And Prabhupada says, my temples are the spiritual embassies. So wherever the temples are, it is actually Vrindavan. And all of you are in Vrindavan. How lucky. Five Panchanga Bhakti is complete. So in these five things, if we do every day, then we will be cleansed. Why? Because Prabhupada has given this. It's so wonderful. So we need to understand this. These five things. First, worshipping the deities or praying to the deities. Second, holy name. Third, association of devotees or worshipping a saints or worshipping a Bhagavat. Then fourth is reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And fifth is staying in dham or a favorable condition where Krishna consciousness is very spontaneous. So in this way, in these three stages, first is association, second is in upadhi, we should not be, you know, bothered about what upadhis we have, what titles we have. No, we are one title. Jiver Swarup Hai Krishner Nitya Das. So there is no ego. I am a devotee. Yes, I am a devotee. I have come here to Prabhupada to love Krishna. And whatever is blockage, we need to take care of it. Someone is doing good, wonderful. I should not be an asura. I should not be a snake. Whenever we become envious, we should go to the mirror and say, I am hissing. Two are coming. You should think that I am behaving like a snake. My mouth is becoming poison. And we should not associate with those who externally also shows, because internally we don't know anyone. If somebody is criticizing someone, always speaking ill about someone, we must have respectful distance. We have to be Krishna conscious in our Krishna consciousness movement as well, because it's a hospital. Everyone is trying level best to come out from all the problems. So Bhagavad Gita Mahatma also says, Maline Mochanam Pumsam Jalasnanam Dine Dine Sakrit Gita Amrita Snanam Sangsara Malanashanam. What is Sangsara Mala? The most important is this envy. Whenever envy comes, you remember. But however, Vaishnavas are so wonderful that they give nice example of snakes also in a positive way. You want to hear? So I was hearing from Sachinandan Maharaj, he said, we can learn something from snake. I mean, Maharaj, come on, snakes, Prabhupada says they are, you know, we should be, you know, rejecting and be careful with snakes and envious people. Then he said, well, my experience is, or I mean my thing, you know, snakes also gives up the cell, you know, the skin. He said that every time a devotee can learn that we need to also give up the bad things and come out with good life. Let me give up. So today is 31st December. And the outside world is, oh, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Our New Year is Gaur Purnima. However, we also follow English calendar. So let us all pray that, you know, we also give up our one skin and bring out good skin. That means give out the negativity. Sansara mala nashanam. Sansara mala nashanam. With this association of Panchanga Bhakti. So this is one thing, I really liked it. Another thing, Rupa Goswami says that he suddenly saw that one beautiful lady, actually she was Radharani, from her back, from her backside, suddenly saw that, arey, that lady must be warned. Because she is, you know, carrying a snake in her backside. But actually this was not snake. It was the hair locks of Shrimati Radharani. So Radharani's hairs from the backside, if you see, it looks like a snake. That is a very nice example that, you know, scripture says. That is, I think, very wonderful. And also, the snake that, you know, that's walking distance. Kaliya made Krishna dance in his wood, the most slippery thing on world, where nobody can dance, but only Nato Natyam, you know, who did that? The biggest dancer, Krishna danced. And Kaliya also proves, that this snake proves that even envy is there, but if you are associating with good devotees, the Lord will be giving you blessing. So we need to do that. Just like another snake example is there, who is there in the neck of Mahadev. How lucky he is staying in the neck of Mahadev, Fani Bhushana. So these are all, and then, you know, the Lord is sleeping in Ananda says, it is also a snake, most soft bed. We don't try that. The Lord can do that. So these are some positive things also there in the scriptures. So let us all try, and I am also trying. It's not easy, but by following the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and our spiritual masters and the wonderful devotees that we are associating, we should be always thankful. Always if you have a gratitude that what blessing we have. In Sanskrit there is a word, Aho Bhagyam. Can you repeat? Again repeat? Again repeat? How fortunate we are, isn't it? How fortunate we are, staying in Vrindavan, taking, you know, darshan of Krishna Balaram, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. It's amazing. So let's don't waste it with a small thing, and that is envy. Thank you very much for listening to me. It has been a wonderful time with all of you that I spent. Thank you, you know, the temple management who has allowed me to speak. I hope my talk makes any sense in your devotional life. If it is yes, say Hari Bol. What to do? You are sitting in front of me. You have to say Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Wish you a very, very happy Krishna conscious 2019, where you can be more closer. Let us pray to Krishna Balaram that all the negativity, mala, that we have in our heart, let it be reduced and eradicated from our heart by the wonderful association of Sri Guru Vaishnavas. You can repeat after me. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur every morning used to recite one shloka. Beautiful shloka. The meaning of the shloka is, for people in general, they take shelter of jnana or karma. And for me, my shelter is the shoes of the Vaishnavas. It is there, where, you know, in that in front of this, you know, opposite side of this, the shoes of Vaishnavas. So you can repeat after me. Jnanat avalambika kechit, kechit karma avalambika, bayam tu haridasanam, padat trana avalambakam. So you understood? Avalamban means, you know, the creeper takes avalamban of a stick. So, jnanat avalambika kechit. For some people, jnana is avalamban. Their whole life is based on circle around jnana. Jnanat avalambika kechit, kechit karma avalambika. For some, karma is avalamban. Bayam tu, for me, haridasanam, all the devotees of the Lord, padatrana, pada means lotus feet. The thing which gives trana, gives, you know, happiness to the feet is the shoes. Padatrana avalambakam, khano, wooden sandals or sandals, bata sandals, whatever you wear. Actually, they are the shelter, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying. Even not the lotus feet. Even Mahaprabhu is saying that our latest shelter is this Vaishnavas. Because Vaishnavas, understanding our condition, they give us medicine. They know us very nicely. Thank you so much for your blessings and kindness towards me. Hare Krishna. And if you have any questions, you can personally ask me because already time is up. Hare Krishna. Shri Shri Radha Sam Shundar Lalita Visakha ki, Krishna Balaram Jiyu ki, Shri Shri Patita Bhavan Gauranidai ki, Mathura Vrindavan Dham ki, Shila Prabhupada Samadhi Sthal ki, Gaura Premanande.